Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show.
Leave a message for me after the tone and I'll return your call.
Everybody, how are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I don't know about you. I don't know where you're located, but I think spring has sprung. Boing, 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 boing. Let's hope so. It felt nice to just have nice weather for once instead of freezing and dull and gray and dreary and a little hope for once, right? It felt good. It felt good to have some nice weather out there today. So let's hope it sticks. Like I said, I don't know where you are, but I know where I am. It was gorge today, and I hope you enjoy your day. Social distancing, of course. And tonight, we've got a great show. We have Emmy award-winning actor, Kevin Spiritas, and can't wait to speak to him. I hope we get in touch with him. Unfortunately, I'm trying to reach him and I can't get through. So I'm hoping that he does give us a call while we wait. And so I'm hoping everybody had a good week too and getting ready, gearing up for this week. I know, what is it? This is the week before the end of the month, quarter end. For those in the financial industry, we know what that's like. So let's say thanks to our sponsors before we give it a go. The High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. KWB Wines in South Africa. Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey. Since Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake. Closing Designs in New Jersey. Think Big Picture LLC in New York. The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. Oh, they must have been buzzing today. You know what? Give us a call if you're listening. I've got T-shirts for Joey Max, and I've got buy one, get one free, or a free, I believe it's free, just the card saying free food. And I'm sure they were hopping today with this gorgeous weather, so that's great. You got to go check them out. They're really cute. They got a cute little setup there. It's really retro. It's neat. So it's Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and H21 hand sanitizer. So we've had a pretty crazy week here this week. We had some great guests. And, there it is. Of course, it's a mile away. Always in the calendar. We had some great guests last week. We had Colin Smith. We had Dave Zane. We played his new song. What's the name of it? Love Won't Fade Away. Very good. Dave plays with every band you could possibly imagine from the 60s. And he just did his first original release himself. I was actually surprised that he waited this long to do an original cut. So and it was good. I liked it a lot. And then we've got Colin Smith was on. We played some new music for him. And that song was really deep. It was good. I can't wait to do the monthly mashup to play these songs again. And the beautiful Melanie Chardoff here. And I remember from Friday, she was hysterical on it. She's been in so many other things. And she also offers some acting classes, too. I actually have to reach out to her for some. And tonight we've got Kevin Spiritas, but I can't get in touch with him. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a song for you guys, and I'll try and reach Kevin, okay? Hang on at the moment. So that's the only thing about doing this by myself. You guys have no one to talk to, so not that you want to talk to me, but anyway. all right. Excuse me. Here's the Ripmasters. Walk on You. You know, I don't think it's going to play while I'm dialing out.
Leave a message for me after the tone, and I'll return your call.
That was Kevin Spirita's voicemail.
Please record your message when you have...
And that was his voicemail saying, leave a message. And I don't think I could play music and call at the same time. Ah, man. Now that we're doing this new format here, I don't think I can. So anyway, I hope everybody had a good week. And now we're unfortunately got to gear up for another one. And time goes by so very quickly, yet so slowly at the same time, right? Time goes slowly, carries on, and now the best days have come and gone. I want to call Kevin, but I can't play the music for you. Let's try and play the song. I might get cut off. The song might get cut off. I don't know. So here, hang on. Let me try the song again.
I'm gonna put your picture in my shoe, the way you walked on me. I'm gonna walk right on you, walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all around. And each step I'm gonna smile. I'm gonna walk on you, the way you walked on me. Well, I could walk through the desert, walk up every hill, step in every mud puddle from here to Brazil. Walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 500 miles. With each step I'm gonna smile. Well, I'm walking on you, the way you walked on me. Get some more at the new shoe store. Gonna lace them up and walk some more. Walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 thousand miles. With each step, I'm gonna smile. I'm gonna walk on you the way you walked on me. I'm gonna walk on you.
Weird Al's band. He plays the drums with the Ripmasters, and that's one of their songs, Walk on You, and that's one of my favorites that I've gotten from everybody that's come on. It gets me, you know, if that don't get you waking up, I don't know what will. But anyway, I don't know how much longer we're going to stay on. I'll give it to like 10 minutes and see if Kevin gives us a call. I keep getting his answering machine. I'm sorry, guys. If he doesn't make it tonight, we'll just reschedule. So, but we've got some great shows coming up for the remainder of the month anyway. I can't wait to see George Takiris on the 31st. He's from West Side Story. He played, oh, God, I said his name. Ramon, what was his name? Oh, God, now I can't. Rome. It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't chew, talk, walk gum. I can't walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. There you go. Wednesday's going to be pretty cool. Alyssa Panis is going to be on, and she's a divorce journalist. So if you're going through a divorce or I hate to say it, if you're thinking about a divorce, I mean, you might want to tune in and check it out. She's got some great advice, and So I can't wait to talk to her. A beautiful person. Everybody, just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Everybody we've had on the show. And Saturday at 1 o'clock, all the way from Ireland, Neil Byrne is going to join us. So that's going to be pretty cool. And Alex Louie, the director of a new documentary called Sexplanation. And that's going to be interesting. So, yeah, April is filling up pretty cool, too. And we are, oh, I got to post this information. I keep forgetting. We are going to, where's all my tricky tray folks at? You like the tricky tray? You like to gamble? Consider it gambling, but it's really not. It's for a good cause. For Pete's sake, take a break from cancer.org. They are doing a fundraiser where you can bid on gifts, prizes, and some of them are really cool, some trips and everything, and they've got some great entertainment. Darius Rucker, Dirk Bentley, Julie Chen is going to be there, Fran Drescher, Anne Hathaway, and I mean, I don't have it in front of me. I'm so sorry. I have to post it. It's on the 25th, so when you... I'll share it on my social. You guys will see it if you want to take part. But it is on March 25th, and it's called For Pete's Sake, Take a Break from Cancer.org. And it's a great, great charity. And I can't wait to see what they have for my champagne taste on a beer budget. So, but no, the great prizes, they're not overly crazy on the bidding amount. So that's cool. And then we're going to do help with another fundraiser on April 1st. Me and Vinnie Marks, we're going to have a night of comedy for you guys. And I'm going to have four comedians do some comedy, their stand-up for you via over the phone, you know, over the air. And you guys can help out Vinnie Mark by going to his GoFundMe page. He's having some medical issues. So he's a comedian himself. He's actually been on the show. He's a great guy. And so anyway, I'm looking forward to having him on back and helping him out as much as we possibly can. So that's pretty cool. So give me a call. Tell me what you did today. I didn't do much, but I did enjoy that this gorgeous weather was here. So I'm happy about that. So, but you want to hear another song instead of listening to me? And like I said, we'll give it another couple minutes and see if we could get Kevin to come back on the show, to come and call the show so he can be on tonight. I don't want to yet because that's Saturday. That's next week. I'm thinking about the songs I have already triggered here, set up in the queue from last show. We get to Love Won't Fade Away. This is Love Won't Fade Away, Dave Zane. Check it out. guys. That's actually Paul Lauren. We had him on, I think it was last month, and Keep Keeping Me Close. I love that song. It's such a, so catchy. It really is. It's so catchy. I love it. And it's one of my favorites, too. I've got a couple of favorites that, they're all great, but I just have a couple that stand out to me. And I apologize, Dave. We'll play next Love Won't Fade Away by Dave Zane, since I said I was going to play it. So I got to share a story with you guys. I just, when I was singing along with the song, you know, my voice has gotten deeper over the years. And I went to see my accountant over the weekend, and we were talking about the show. And he goes, you know what's funny? On NEW, he goes, your voice is starting to sound like her. I said, are you talking about Carol Miller? Because it's so funny. When we were younger, I don't remember who we called, but I called up and I said, hey, this is Carol Miller from WPLJ 95.5. You just won, I don't know what I said, an album or a T-shirt. And they believed it. And it was a friend. So when we all got together later, this friend comes out, oh, man, Carol Miller called me today, and I won, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, my God, that was South Africa that we did it to. But, yeah, my voice has definitely changed over the years, so, you know. But anyway, it doesn't look like Kevin's coming to us tonight, and I apologize for that, folks. I really do. There must be something going on where he couldn't make it, because we've had this schedule for a while. So it's okay. We'll reschedule. We'll reschedule. So anyway, we were going to talk about, I said it was a movie. It's actually a web series, and it's called Ever After. Is it Ever After? Yeah. No, After Forever. After Forever. And it's about a gay couple, men, and they're in their 50s, and I believe one of them passes, and the other one is trying to start his life over after being with someone for so long. And, you know, now you're at a different age and that whole thing, trying to get back into after losing a loved one too. So, I'm so sorry. I thought Kevin was going to be with us tonight, and I apologize he's not. But I will love to play Love Won't Fade Away by Dave Zane. We'll give Kevin a couple more minutes, okay? Here you go. Love Won't Fade Away, Dave Zane.
I know
Steve Zane, Love Won't Fade Away. We're trying to reach Kevin, and if we can't get him, we will reschedule. But in the meantime, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I love playing music, so love listening to it. Unfortunately, I wasn't prepared, so I don't have anything really queued up of other stuff. I have a couple of mine, if you want to hear that. I'm so sorry. Here, Sticks and Stones, check it out.
Every once in a while.
My mistake here. My email was for 8 p.m. Eastern, and normally my show is on 7 p.m. Eastern. So when we confirmed it, it was my mistake because usually we air at 7. So, Kevin, I apologize. I hope you can join me now. Are you okay?
I'm driving through Los Angeles on a Sunday afternoon, but, yes, I'm here to chitty-chat with you, Joanne. So
Lovely.
Let's
Thank
go.
You so much. And I'm so sorry for the confusion. I like I said, normally my Sundays are at 7 p.m. Eastern. And when we confirmed it, I said, yep, confirmed and received, assuming that, you know, everybody knew Sunday was 7, but I didn't check the time. So I'm so sorry. But I thank you.
Well,
thank you. Thank you.
Hopefully it's a good enough interview now where you'll have me back. Okay.
Oh,
we'll
absolutely. You better come back. You kidding me? So I've been so excited to talk to you. And I appreciate you, you know, driving with me tonight. Thank you very much. And I have to apologize. I thought that After Forever was a movie. It's not. It's a web series.
After Forever is a digital series that streams on Amazon Prime, and season one and season two are both streaming now. It's about the story between Brian and Jason, who are two men in their early 50s who have life, love, and everything. And then, spoiler alert, Jason gets a cancer diagnosis and ends up dying in season one. And it's all about Brian's, the character I play, his journey of healing. So the story is told in three different ways. It's told in present. So you're figuring out who Brian is now as a single man with his friends. Then there are flashbacks that depict and show how Jason and Brian came together and the experiences they had together. And then there's a third element. It's Brian who conjures up sort of like the ghost or the voice of Jason. And it is then him working out his healing about having lost his husband. There's another special that we just launched in December called After Forever, Riley's Unforgettable School Project. And because we couldn't do season three yet due to the COVID situation, we created a remote way to film the characters based in season one and two of After Forever about them dealing with their loss, their feelings of loss still. And it's depicted through the story of Riley, one of the smaller, younger characters in the show. And he gets everybody to continue to talk about Jason that way. And I think you might have, I think Harlan Bull, my incredible publicist, might have told you that my collaborator and writing partner of 6.5 years, Michael Slade, later, just after we launched season one in 2018, he was diagnosed with a cancer diagnosis, and we just lost him, sadly, this last December. So it's all an honor to go and thank you. It's all to be in honor of the people we love and how love never dies. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a song that we have in season three written by this young, talented actor named Finn Douglas. He plays the character of Riley. And he wrote a song for his character called Forever There. And all of a sudden, you know, you're creating this project, you're creating a series about a fictional character, about fictional storyline, and all of a sudden, one day, you realize on a dime it turns, and now it's about yourself or it's someone you know very close to you. So how Michael was able to continue driving this force of creativity while he was still on his final months is just beyond me. He's a hero as far as I'm concerned. He just kept going.
But you co-wrote it.
Yes, co-wrote, co-created the characters, and I kind of star in the thing too.
Yep. Wow. What, now, did you do this in place of One Life to Live and Days of Our Lives, or is that no longer on?
Well, Days of Our Lives is still airing, and One Life to Live has been canceled. But I was off the show by then. In 2014, I was in New York, and I was at the gym, and Michael saw me and sort of tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, are you Kevin Spiritus? I used to write for you on Days of Our Lives." And I had never met Michael at that point, but we struck up a conversation, and I asked him what he was working on these days, and he had said, "I got a few things I'm dabbling." And I said, "Well, digital series, are the new thing. They're the next big thing. And I really want to do a series about gay men over 30. And he looked at me and he said, you should call me. You should call me. And we sat down and started to create a palette of story that we could maybe tell. And, you know,
well,
six
now, how,
Emmy Awards
how,
later, it's very exciting.
A couple of Emmys yourself. Congratulations on that. And I believe this won an Emmy as well, right? Didn't After Forever win an Emmy?
After Forever won 6 Emmy Awards. Best Writing,
wow,
2 years in a row. Outstanding Digital Drama. I won Best Actor.
Cool.
Erin Cherry, Supporting Actress, and also our director, Jennifer Pepperman. So,
I definitely have to watch it.
Now it's Emmy season again.
I definitely have to watch it.
Yeah, you should. You should watch it. Yes, I'm telling you, you'll be very moved.
Oh, you know, based on the story, I said it's not a heart-wrenching story. Now,
you're going in and out. Wait, say it again.
Right,
you're going in and out a little bit.
It's probably because you're on the cell driving. I don't know.
I'm here. I hear you now.
You hear me? Cool. So other than the story about losing someone, how real to life is the story of Brian getting back into the swing of things in life and love? I mean, is it really true? Or are you guys writing this? I mean, is it based on someone's life moving on as well?
I wanted to create a story about gay men over 30. And I wanted to make it a story about authentic situations that make a person, you know, that round out a person. And I was single at the time, and I wanted to write a story about, I wanted to create a story about dating at 50 in the gay world. And Michael, sadly, had lost his partner 2 years prior to my meeting him in person. And we discussed maybe this could be an element of why Brian is single. So the only thing that we took out of real life was his experience with his late partner at that time. And you know, Michael, I'm speaking for him now because I've heard what he has said in the past. You know, at certain times he was able to write things in his dialogue. And he's a brilliant wordsmith, but he was able to write things that were said in person or in reality, or he was able to write things that he had wished he could have said or scenes that he wished could have played out. Mm. And that's about as real as it gets based on that. But it's a fictional character. All of us are fictional characters in this piece. And again, it's on Amazon Prime. I'm guaranteeing it's a short form series. So there's 8 episodes in each season, and they're all about 11 to 12 minutes each, maybe a little bit longer, some are a little shorter. And so you can binge the whole season 1 and season 2. You can binge them in about an hour and a half. And then Riley's Unforgettable School Project is I'm throwing it all out to you because we had less time, but Riley's Unforgettable School Project is only about 37 minutes, and it's a documentary style.
I was going to say with that short time, I may actually have a shot at actually catching it. So, because time is something I don't have. You know, the reason I was thinking how true it was to life for him trying to get back to normal, because I can't imagine what life would be like after spending my life the last 30 years with my partner. I'm in my 50s. Mm-hmm. Where do I go? Where do you go to find love after all that time? You know, and how true is this to that? You know, I mean, obviously you're a great looking guy. My God, you're obviously with who knows? I'm sure you're with somebody. So you don't have
this
problem.
I'm a single man. I'm a single man at the time now. But here's what I can say about that question. Michael and I wanted to write a story that depicted the truth of love. And when you look at it, a relationship never really ends. Even if you don't die while you're involved in the relationship, when a relationship is severed, or when someone breaks up, the relationship is still alive because that person is still within your mind. It's within your psyche. That is the love that we carry, or it's the opposite of love. But the only thing that really is real is the love that ever happened between you and another person. And if someone's taken away from you through loss, then through the death or through the, you know, the tragedy of an illness or old age, you know, that person is still with you. And the memories and the actual energy of those moments together are still with you. I have not lost a personal intimate lover in that sense of any great length. I have lost many friends through the early AIDS epidemic. We've lost through the pandemic now with COVID. I've lost teachers. I've lost mentors. And I've lost long-term pets. You know, a cat, 19-year-old, they are part of our lives.
Yeah.
And we will never forget them. And I joked with Michael on his deathbed. I said, you know, we wrote a show about talking to dead people. You better talk with me. And he smiled. And so, you know, the love never ends. And I think a lot of women are also feeling, a lot of women feel this addresses their life as well, because sometimes halfway through their relationships, their husband dies, or they separate between their partner, and you know they're now left, and the stories about their lives are not told.
Right.
They're sort of left off the creative canvas.
Right. So anyone can relate. Anyone who's lost a loved one for a long period of time, and they're at an older age and trying to find love again, and in today's day and. Yeah, anybody can relate to this. It's not just a gay movie, you know. But
no,
I mean,
it's actually. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's gay thematic in the love story aspect of it, but
in the
universal. But universally, it's a theme about loss and love and moving on, and everybody will experience loss. Everybody will have loss in their lives. And the truth be told, one of our greatest, in his early 20s, and he said, I just saw your show, and I now think I can understand what my dad must be feeling about the loss of my mom. Mm. And that was just beautiful icing on the cake about reaching out and touching just anybody.
Right. Well, does it touch on COVID at all? People try to be back to life and normal in COVID. No, just a normal story.
The two seasons, listen to this very clearly. It's the two seasons, that season one and season two, they are separate from COVID. And the reason we didn't do season three yet, that is written, is because we didn't want to change it for COVID. However, because of COVID, we went in and created Riley's Unforgettable School Project, which is during the time of COVID. So it's not about COVID, but it's based in the time of COVID.
Yeah, it takes place during the time of COVID. Right. So that's a great idea to move on. Is that part of the reason why you moved on to the Rileys? Because you didn't want to touch on the COVID phase?
Yes. Again, we couldn't do season three, so we created something that would keep us current and keep us moving the fans forward.
Right. So now let's say everything goes back to normal. Are you going to go parallel with both stories then?
We've written season three. Michael and I had written scripts, season two and season three back to back, and we had been aiming to film them together at the time, but scheduling between everybody and the cast wasn't available. So we've shelved season three, and as soon as COVID lifts, we will go back and film the third season and wrap up the trilogy.
Nice. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out tonight. I really am. I have it. Harlan sent it to me. I just didn't get a chance to watch it yet, so I definitely have to check it out. I thought it was a movie, though, and then I'm like, oh, shoot, it's actually a web series. I didn't know that. I mean, I thought it was a full-length movie. I said, I don't have time to watch it. So, and then when I saw it was a web series, I said, I could definitely make this happen.
I guarantee you that You can binge the whole first season, and you can binge the whole second season, and they're each about a half hour and a half. But I can guarantee you, after the first episode of season one, you'll be hooked. You'll sit in front of it like it's a movie.
Get to check it out. I can't wait to check it out. So now after, well, you already got the script in the can. So are you working on anything else other than the Riley series and then?
Just a couple of other little things that there's nothing really to report on yet. Right now it's the Emmy season, and we've been gathering a lot of our content and getting it submitted to the Academy. And right now I'm just really kind of honoring the spirit of Michael because he's not here to be with us and campaign together, and it's a bittersweet memory and situation. I miss him every day, and you know, we were not an intimate couple, but because we were collaborators, there's an intimacy that you share. And again, he taught me so much and gave me the opportunity to create a character that I never really got to step into as far as fully fledged out authentic self of who I am until we came together and wrote this project. So I'm forever grateful for that.
And it's a shame I'm not here to see the success of it as well. You know, it's a,
well,
I'm sure
I think
he'd be...
I think he's here enough. I think he's here in spirit. I believe.
Oh,
that.
Absolutely. But you know what I mean? It's too bad he can't be celebrating with you in person and enjoying the success of both shows. I mean, that they both sound fabulous. So, you know, it was his baby too, and for him not to see the realization of the success, you know what I mean. So, but this is great. I also see that you were in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. How'd you like doing that?
I wasn't in that show. I was a producer on that show.
Oh, you're kidding? Okay, because it says here that you were in it. Okay. I don't know where I got my information, but that I love that movie. I love the movie, so I can't imagine what that's like.
I didn't produce the movie. I was a producer of the Broadway musical.
Right, that's what I was saying. I was going to say I can't imagine how they did it on Broadway. You know, so I guess it was easy to do. No, was it easy for me? Easy for me to say, right?
It was a gorgeous show. It was a gorgeous show. It was a gorgeous, fun show. Lots of incredible, talented people. But you know, all of the creative process that we do before or up to the point of where we are now is how we absolutely pull ourselves through. And it's kind of like, you bring everybody and every experience with you to where you are right now. And that's kind of where the accumulation of all the success with After Forever was and is.
Wow. Wow. And a lot of the people in the cast won Emmys for this too. My God, you got Erin Sherry won the Emmy, Anita Gillette, Katie Huff. Everybody.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I definitely have to watch it. I definitely have to watch it. But I hope Harlan isn't going to kill me for screwing up this time. And I hope you're not going to kill me for screwing up this time.
No, I'm not. Thanks for your time, though. Thank you for everybody can watch After Forever, the series, and After Forever, Riley's Unforgettable School Project, now streaming on Amazon. Thank you so much, Joanne. I got to run because I'm going to the other appointment at right now. Okay?
You got it, Kevin. Thank you so much. Take care. Well, guys, that was Kevin Spiritus, and I have to watch it. I was sent to me, and I have to watch it. So it sounds really good, and it doesn't matter, gay, straight. It's a love story, and you have to check it out. Now, again, my apologies. I normally do my shows on Sundays at 7 p.m. So when I got the confirmation for tonight, I assumed it was 7 o'clock. It's my mistake. So and Kevin's out in LA, so he actually thought it was a 5 p.m. Because the appointment was scheduled for 8 Eastern, so it really should have been 4, but it's my mistake. And sorry guys, but I wish you could have talked to Kevin longer, and I got thrown off by not being able to speak to him from the beginning. So, but yes, definitely check it out. It's streaming on Amazon. It's Riley's Unforgettable School Project, and that's played through the eyes of the youngest child in the web series After Forever. And they have a third season coming out, and each episode is only like 12, 13 minutes long. So binge it, check it, and you'll love it. So looking forward to Alyssa Panitz on the 24th. And again, if you need some divorce advice, just come and hang out with us, and I'm sure she'd be more than happy to answer your questions. So I'm just going to cut us off, okay, guys? So have a good night. Have a great week. I hope you enjoyed today. And here we go. Let's do, what do we got? All right, be kind, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye. Be kind.